Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for the next 30 minutes, riding a shotgun with me is the one, the only editor of Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo. We're going to intersperse attacks on free speech, how the government is using hacker groups as a pretext to shut down freedom on the web in the name of protecting it. We got to take the freedom away to protect it because of the Stuxnet, which the government launched. That's coming up. And we're also going to get into Nicolas Sarkozy saying, go to hate sites, we're going to arrest you. And then this whole thing is a stage deal. We'll cover more of that after the break. But I wanted to talk to you first about Rush Limbaugh, Kurt. Rush Limbaugh made some mild statements compared to what Robert De Niro said about Mitt Romney's wife and others. Racist comments. He's making the joke about a woman who wants thousands of dollars in condoms and saying, man, you're a, you know, such and such. And whether that's untasteful or not, I wouldn't say something like that. That's his free speech. Media Matters, whose memos got leaked, as you know, a year ago, said we're going to infiltrate media, alternative media, Fox, Rush, you name it, and destroy them from within. That's espionage. That's criminal sabotage. And it's George Soros financing it. And I'm on their radar. And I've always said this when Glenn Beck's behind the scenes doing stuff to us and other things. I said, look, guys, you better watch out because the globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. And then the memos came out where these White House advisors said, have an Oklahoma, blame it on the libertarian right wing. And people say, well, don't defend Limbaugh. You know, he's not a real patriot. Whatever, the globalists see him in the same box. They're coming after us all. It's like Breitbart. There was evidence of him killing him. He was going after Obama. Doesn't mean I agree with all he's doing. There's evidence of him killing him. The point is the system is now ready to get rid of the fake right that they've been playing patty cake with. Things are moving fast, as you heard Lyndon LaRouche say, who you could call a classic American liberal system. You know, he's certainly not a Republican. Now, we're about to go to break here, but Kurt, your view on them openly saying they want to destroy Rush Limbaugh. I mean, this is so authoritarian.
Well, they obviously set him up to come after us or come after the alternative media. I mean, he doesn't pose a threat to the system. He's absolutely right in their ballpark, actually, when it comes down to it, part of the false right-left paradigm.
But if they can take him down.
They can take him down. They can set a precedent to go after anybody they want to.
And notice Sarkozy saying arrest people that visit sites they don't like.
Well, Sarkozy, I mean, France is a totally different deal. They don't have a Bill of Rights in the Constitution like we do. That's an interesting thing. The whole thing with what's going on in France is very interesting. They're now saying this guy they killed, this supposed terrorist, is a lone wolf.
Which, it's always the lone wolf, always goes to a training camp, always protected, always known, and then dies. Yesterday, I said over and over again, I said, watch him die. In fact, I even said before he was in the apartment, I said, watch him die in a fake apartment blast.
Right.
Same, they did the same thing in Spain, Kurt?
Yes, absolutely. With the Barcelona stuff, yeah.
We need to do a report.
Madrid.
It was Madrid. We need to do a flashback on that.
Yes.
Now, the main reason I want to get you to pop in today, we'll cover it when we come back from break, but start getting into this. Problem Reaction Solution, Anonymous promises to take down the Internet, but you've gone and confirmed these are actually government operatives.
Well, we saw when the FBI supposedly busted Sabu, which was his name, for the supposed leader of LULUCEC, that he was an FBI informant. He's an operative. And he was given orders to his fellows there to engage in this behavior.
And that came out in court documents, but they still burned their minions, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It does not pay to work for these guys.
No. You end up dead or in prison.
I mean, why would, even if you were immoral, why would you want to work with a group that almost always burns its minions?
Well, obviously, the FBI gave him what he wanted. You know, he's, you know, his ego and whatnot, and maybe money, who knows. And he's in a power position.
And you notice they always order these attacks to these groups right when they want to pass the legislation. It's like clockwork.
Yep, absolutely.
And now they're going to take the Internet down. So now all of you good people that got onto the bandwagon in the name of Anonymous, now it's going to be associated with taking the web down.
As a matter of fact, Politano was at a conference today talking about cybersecurity. So, and when was that FBI thing? It was last week.
Well, they're trying to pass that to have the Pentagon totally take it over, which they've already done. They just want to announce it. Let's cover this in more detail straight ahead. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I just got an idea, and I don't care if it draws down the ire and attacks of the globalist. Ted Anderson advertised some of my DVDs on Rush Limbaugh before, and the ad campaign barely paid for itself, but the mission was to get the films out. And I know his advertising is going to be a lot cheaper now that this happened. I'm going to advertise on Rush Limbaugh. Not my show, because they won't want that. I'm going to advertise a book, a film, whatever. I'm going to do a big advertising buy on Rush Limbaugh. And then we'll educate his kind of neocon, addled audience. And so it's a win-win-win. But I'm not going to let Media Matters do this. And I know we've got some big people out there listening. In fact, I may even tell some of my sponsors they should go advertise over there because, I mean, we've got to keep him on air now that George Soros and the globalists are openly trying to shut him down because they're bragging that they want to shut down all the libertarian conservative radio and web freedom. I mean, they're saying that's their mission. And even if I totally disagree with Limbaugh, I mean, he could be Keith Olbermann if they were trying to get him off. The only time I say take somebody off air is if they're saying take my liberties. If Limbaugh said, ban my guns and try to take my, it's when people try to take your freedom. That's when they're the enemy. When they've got a view about some larger general issue, my point is boycotts are fine, but when you look at it not being a real grassroots group, but George Soros, I mean, this is despicable.
Well, didn't they just, it was yesterday they introduced a bill in California that's related to Limbaugh, didn't they?
Oh yeah, they're people.
Speech bill or something.
They're talking about making it criminal. Right. I mean, that's what they want.
Right.
That's what they want. I mean, I've had these groups, because everybody knows I don't cover racial stuff on my show, and I'm for everybody. I actually get criticized by some because they get mad at the whole multicultural deal, and they go, Alex, you know, that's really a racist move. And I'm like, I know, but I'm trying to get everybody to have freedom here. I've had groups go and do this before and try to manufacture what I said. And I've had to get on the phone with affiliates and say, have you heard it? I mean, they'll take anything and turn it into something. They're out there after us, too. I mean, look, I mean, I'm on Media Matters every week. Limbaugh's on there every day. I mean, George, and they pose as a nonpartisan group, and it's come out, Kurt, they're run by the White House.
Well, will this eventually go to the Supreme
Court? Let me say that again. The White House is trying to kick Rush Limbaugh off the air. That's why I'm against it. Go ahead.
Well, this will go to the Supreme Court, obviously. But in the meantime, what it will do would be a chilling effect on Clear Channel.
And well, it's not going to chill me, I'll tell you right now. And let me tell Clear Channel and local radio stations that I know carry a show that aren't Clear Channel owned. And I've told program directors, because they're like, man, this is scary. They're even coming after us. I go, you better stand up against this to these thugs trying to destroy our First Amendment. I'm serious. I mean, people are like, some radio insiders are like, hey, Alex, more stations are going to dump Limbaugh and put you on. I'm like, I don't want that. I'm on up against Limbaugh. I found out that Huckabee's kind of pleased, and they're advertising to try to get people to throw him off and put Huckabee on. That's despicable. Huckabee, who said he likes Obama and he's a good Christian man a month or two ago. He knows which way it's going. He's saying, give me Limbaugh's spot. I love Obama. I love Obama. Give me Limbaugh's spot.
What was Limbaugh's – I don't listen to Limbaugh, so I don't know, but what is his take on Romney? Was he a for or against Romney?
He was back and forth, but he kind of liked Gingrich.
Yeah, right.
Hey, but here's my issue. I know I made you come in here today to talk about your story, and it's kind of like you're a good Ed McMahon. You just kind of add little points. But I might have you in here full time, Kurt. How would you like to be a co-host now?
All right.
Tell us about your big report. It's important.
Well, today I wrote a report on LUSEC and Anonymous. Anonymous is threatening to take down the internet March 31st. By attacking the DNS servers, which are the domain name.
But the Pentagon has a bill to take that over right now. They'll keep it safe.
Right.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh.
But the whole point is these groups are ridiculous. They are supposedly political, but they don't do anything that's really political. They're a joke. I mean, the very name LUSEC is a take on LOL, Laughing Out Loud. Laughing Out Loud Security is the actual name of the group. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. So politically, they're nothing. They're non-starters.
Well, they do this stuff. They say they try to brand hacking as it's just fun to wreck things to laugh, you know, to get the LUTs or whatever.
Right.
But the truth is that's government trying to take it over and make hacking look bad. So they call it Anonymous. Anonymous does some good stuff. It's just random people. And then they demonize it with their own operatives who you've proven are FBI.
Right. I think they have a lot of useful idiots working for them, too, that actually believe this is some kind of political thing or the fun aspect you're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's a total, I think it's total, you know, psyop just to demonize hackers.
Well, your report goes over that. What do you make of Petraeus saying, yeah, we're using all your appliances to watch you?
That's scary. Yeah, that was that Wired report that came out earlier in the week.
Yeah, I mean, he gave a speech and bragged, and people thought it was a joke, kind of like when the big bioethicist group said, they'll start killing little kids even though they're healthy. And everybody's like, that's a joke, right? And they're like, no, we're going to kill them. But then I'm bad for reporting it, Kurt.
Right. Well, this whole thing, they want to put this so-called smart technology in everything, washing machines, televisions, the whole nine yards. It's just part of the surveillance grid.
And then the data goes over your power line, so there's no hooking it up to a connection.
Right.
Isn't that great? By the way, I want to do a report on all this smart technology. I begged Watson, because people think I'm joking about the government with grants. When police departments get Homeland Security grants,
yeah,
they go, yeah, here's this smart light bulb. By the way, here's a grant for computers, and the light bulb flickers and interfaces with a sensor and programs the computer remotely.
Right.
And when I say that, people think I'm joking. It's been in the Associated Press, but no one believes it.
Yep. And these drone projects they're giving police departments, they're all financed by the Department of Homeland Security. It's just a total integration of the federal government and the local police.
And then it's a hidden tax. When you pay for a smartphone or you pay for a dishwasher, it's getting where you can't even buy the old ones that don't have the tech in them. So it breaks. There's going to be a big business in keeping the old stuff running. Or they have regulations now. Oh, can't have that.
Right.
Places can't fix it. I mean, this is Agenda 21. You pay in the cost of the item for all the back doors. And I saw an article in Wired again and one in CNET where all the back doors is why the iPhones and Droids drain so fast. I had a Droid and had to get rid of it because it would decharge an hour because all the spy stuff in the back.
Well, now they're encouraging you to put all your data on their servers. It's iCloud business and stuff.
Yeah, the cloud.
Yeah, so...
It's like, get in the, it's not really a cloud, it's more like a sewage tank. Get in the sewage tank.
Right.
That doesn't sound so fun. Hey, let's get into your report. I mean, we said it yesterday, false flag. Break down what happened with this Muhammad character over there. I mean, this is the classic earmarks.
Well, there was a report yesterday that he was being followed by French intelligence. Which is basically means that he's being handled by, just like Muhammad Atta and the so-called hijackers in Florida were being followed by the federal government and the FBI and the CIA. The same thing was going on in France. He was totally handled by them. And obviously the guy probably did think he was some kind of Al-Qaeda, you know, bigwig going out doing a lone wolf thing for his jihad. But
notice always the same thing, a lone wolf being handled by government informants. We know intelligence was all around him. He thought some of his friends were in French, you know, were all kind of really French intelligence. That's all being confirmed now. He's a lone wolf. Last guy that tries to beat Sarkozy 10 points ahead gets set up by French intelligence with a hooker claiming he raped her. Now it turned out that wasn't true. You've got Le Pen's daughter set to win. Now Sarkozy gets to look like a hero. He's getting a bump in the polls, and he's saying he's going to shut down nationalist sites that are supporting Le Pen.
Right, absolutely. Well, the whole thing is a setup, too. I mean, look, French elections are coming up. Le Pen was growing in the polls, and so they just pulled off a false flag.
And by the way, that's just not us saying that. Here's the Financial Times of London. Sarkozy stands to gain most from what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I said he'll be a lone wolf. He would have been trained at a camp or released from a camp. All that's been confirmed. You'll learn that intelligence was following him for years. You'll learn that people warned the police. Turns out that's in the news today.
Right.
Turns out, and he'll die. He'll die. Which, remember what happened in Spain. Remember what happened on the 333. Remember how it came out later. They just blew up some people in an apartment and said that was Al-Qaeda. And it turned out the police had done it.
Right. Right, absolutely.
I mean, that came out in the Spanish news. So it's always the same MO.
Pretty much. Well, of course, they can't have this guy walking around talking and divulging things that are they're going to be used against the government in France. I mean, so obviously he had to die.
Well, I was looking at all the photos of the French cops and watching the news. You know, all these regular cop types out there. And you saw the guys in the black mask.
Right, ski mask.
You notice those weren't even special forces typed. I looked at those were criminal eyes. The guys they brought in to blow up whoever was in there, I mean, that's probably the guys that were doing the shooting.
Well, they had our bands that said police on it, so
yeah.
They were with the police.
But, I mean, they look like something out of Central Casting for gangsters.
Absolutely.
But I'm just saying, you could even see them next to the regular cops. I'm telling you, those weren't even special operations people. They were just criminals.
Right, right. Well, it's interesting. Like I said, the timing, we need to look at the timing. It was right before an election. Why didn't this happen?
Hey, we said day one that the Dominique Strauss-Kahn was set up. Turned out, run by Sarkozy. Sarkozy screwed up and announced it before anybody even knew.
Yeah.
And then it turned out it was that he was under surveillance by Sarkozy.
Right, he wasn't following the script correctly.
Well, I mean, look. Sarkozy is running a coup against France. He's not even born there. He's a foreign operative.
Yep.
What is it with these foreign operatives?
I don't know, but he's basically on the world government agenda. They're pushing it, him and Merkel in Germany and Cameron and the whole crew and Obama. They're all just pushing the world government agenda.
Why can't America have an American president, and why can't France have a French president?
Well, obviously, they're trying to tell us something. I mean, they put Obama in there. They can't even verify that he's an American, a naturalized American. They're trying to tell us something. What are they trying to tell us?
Oh, well,
that you know, it doesn't matter. Our Constitution doesn't
matter.
That's
when he became the head of the UN a few years ago, violating Article 1, Section 9. It is the head of the Security Council. Yeah. Totally illegal. Well, I mean, look at how they have the Pentagon come to Congress and say, you don't run jack squat. You're right. They're just saying that's the way it is. And Petraeus is like, your toaster's watching you. Ha ha, we don't need warrants anymore. And when Fox News covers it, they're like, he's a great man. We don't know what he means by that. He said there's no more Fourth Amendment. He said we don't consider that violation anymore. Next, they'll shove microphones down our throats and say that we don't consider this a violation of privacy. Courts are ruling with the Seventh Circuit. They can pull you over, grab your phone without a warrant, download it.
Well, timing is everything. It's the same thing with these hackivist groups. We've got major cybersecurity legislation in Congress right now.
And Anonymous is going to attack.
And so they're running this little sideshow of these so-called hacktivists doing all these funny things to the CIA and Sony and these big corporations. And it's meaningless. And it's just propaganda.
Nemo, you are an incredible person. We'll be right back with the one, the only, Lord Nemo.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Run for Profit Federal Reserve and how to expose it and some other important news. Nemo is hired now, not just in the last many years, 5 years or so, as the editor of InfoWars.com. How long have you been here, Kurt?
2007, was it? I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, well, you've been here 4 or 5 years now, but you are also going to double as the InfoWars apparel model. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. He was in a black InfoWars t-shirt earlier, and these just came in the mail. We just, you know, got 1,000 or so of these. Hunter Orange on camo, InfoWars.com. Don't tread on me. And it goes great with the hunting season ongoing and spreading the word about liberty. And there is Kurt Nemo. Absolutely. And you can see Kurt demonstrating there for you. We have these at cost 100. You are the resistance business cards with the websites on the back. At cost, you get a citizen rule book and two bumper stickers for $4.95. That is probably really less than cost, but that's what it cost us, and you can get that and spread the word. We like need some elevator music in the background. And next, we have even more. Look, Nemo, over here, DVDs. And, all right. Oh, man. Folks, this is my weird mind of humor, is that they ran in with the T-shirts, and Kurt's office is right next door, and I said, Kurt, you love InfoWars shirts. You want this one? You got to model it for us. And Kurt's like, absolutely. Kurt, what do you like better? The classic black InfoWars, or you like the camo? I'm ready to go deer hunting with you right now. Turkey hunting or goblin out behind my house?
Actually, I prefer the black.
Want to go fishing? Let me tell you, around here in Texas, you dress like that, you walk into like some country place, they're going to fall down and start worshiping around on the spot. But try to talk, try to go, how you doing there, boy?
Hey, son, what's up? Go fishing, Lake Travis.
Oh, man. We've had so many heavy things here today, and this is what goes on actually here at the office. Whenever I want to be energized by pure power, I just look around the corner because whose office is right next door? Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Nemo, am I joking?
Yes, you are, Alex.
No, I'm not.
No, he's serious. He's totally serious, folks.
Anyways, well, what do you think of the new camo shirt available at InfoWars.com?
It's nice. I don't prefer camo, but I'm sure a lot of listeners will love it.
I like it.
I prefer the black.
I like black, too. Seriously, we got a bunch of great T-shirts and stuff available at InfoWars.com. I tend to never plug that. We've got Bloodlines Illuminati back in print because we printed them. I helped Fritz Springmeier get that done. We got a bunch of new T-shirts and a bunch of new baseball caps. But quite frankly, what I'm really excited about is the 100 business cards at cost. And by the way, if you try to print 100 business cards, you couldn't get them for this because we bought like a couple hundred thousand or something. So the price was driven down to almost nothing. And then you get the two bumper stickers and the citizen rule book with it, $4.95, and that does just pay for the citizen rule book and the shipping and the cards and all the rest of it. You can also call toll free 888-253-3139. So crash commercial plug here in this short segment. Kurt, what do you make of all the other news? What else is on your radar screen right now?
Oh gosh, there's so much stuff. You know, I mean, it's just like you have to pick and choose what's important. But it's just there's just everything from the election to Rush Limbaugh's First Amendment right to this terrorist situation in Europe, and it's just across the board.
What do you think largemouth bass are going to be biting on this spring?
Some kind of bait. I don't know what. Maybe InfoWars.
Maybe a purple worm with a orange tail, a little bit of glitter.
Right. Same color as this right here.
Exactly. I feel like I should ask you fishing advice.
You're asking the wrong person.
Chicken livers? What are we trying to catch? Catfish? No, I'm not going and catching catfish. Actually, I don't have time to go fishing.
Exactly.
Kurt, I don't know what it is. Whenever I get you on air, I descend into goofiness. Because I'm intimidated by.
Yeah, right.
I am. Hey, InfoWars, kicking some hind end, huh?
Absolutely.
What do you make of what they've done to Ron Paul?
Well, they just totally ignored him, and they were pretty successful in just pretty much ignoring him out of existence. At this point, he's got some delegates. He'll go to the convention, and we'll see what happens from there. But standard MO.
Yeah, he said on Jay Leno he wants to be like a conscience at the convention and try to inject something. So I guess that is the deal. They might let him speak or something, I guess. I hope he doesn't lean over and kiss the holy ring of Lord Romney.
Oh, God. No, I don't think he'll do that. He's got too much...
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen either.
Too much principle. He's not going to do that.
I wonder if any of his campaign minions, though, will, like, flutter off and join the Romney.
I don't think so. The Ron Paul campaign is very philosophical and very dedicated to Ron Paul.
Hey, they did a great job educating people, and it's still ongoing.
Absolutely, and that's what it's good for, is educating people about that.
And I said that day one, folks, we win by resisting. Everybody knows about the Federal Reserve. Thanks, Kurt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going to be talking to the author of Dishonest Money, Financing the Road to Ruin. Excellent book that we're carrying at InfoWars.com. It's a quick read. It's only, 170-something pages long, but very well documented. So good that G. Edward Griffin endorsed it. An excellent job of condensing the large, complicated topic. G. Edward Griffin, George Shepard, Republic Magazine, called Understanding the Federal Reserve System Has Never Been Easier, a Must Read. This is great for people that know about the Fed, you know, to go back over the facts of, but it's really good for people that don't know anything about it, you know, people that want to understand. Get a copy at InfoWars.com and support the author, Joe Plummer, and, of course, us right here at InfoWars. That's how we finance ourselves, is the books, T-shirts, videos, and everything we promote is about either empowering yourself or spreading the word. So it's a win-win-win. Speaking of that, there are a lot of gravity-fed filters out there. And over the years, I have bought a lot of them and stored them and also use them in my operation and at home. When I'm on the road, we've got a pro-pure on the road model, which is just amazing because the water goes through it quicker because the gravity fed filter is much bigger. It has colloidal silver impregnated in it. It's just the top of the line. It's the best there is. It's better than anything else I've ever used. And it's got the best fluoride filters. It's got it all. Infowars.com. And we're running a special that we're starting today because it's already discounted to lower than anybody else has got the ProPure systems. 10% off when you enter the promo code WATER at Infowars.com. In fact, we can show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv the entire website. We can just show them the entire shopping cart here. That way we're not just showing them the side there. We can just show them the entire shopping cart. You just go to Infowars.com. And you click on the little shop icon, and you can go right there and do that. But this is what I use for my family, and it's the best system out there, and we're giving you 10% off when you enter the product code WATER. Or if you call the office and say that you want the WATER special with the word WATER, you'll get 10% off. We'll see how long we can do this because, quite frankly, they've been having trouble keeping them in supply. They just manufactured a bunch of new ones. They've been selling out. These are so popular. Because when you compare the stainless steel, the filters, everything to the other leading brands, and we have a breakdown, by the way, to the leading competitor, it just there's no comparison, and that's all at Infowars.com there on the water page as well in the preparedness area. Now, some of the other news that I've got here, Israel says threat of strike on Iran is working and that the threat of military strike on Iran is preventing the Islamic Republic from taking the final steps towards developing a nuclear bomb. Well, then please don't attack them. Also, there are reports here of oil prices at $200 a barrel. Analysts are saying that's what's coming. That's CNBC. Boy, if that happens, wasn't Lindsey Williams right? Also, threat of refinery strike could push gas prices higher. Also, CNBC. And we have another report here. They've killed it in the State House in Illinois, a bill saying you can't arrest people from filming police. Well, it's First Amendment. How do the cops film you? It just shows, man, especially in Illinois. Now we've had police officers in Illinois that call and stuff. They're not all bad, but the system is bad. I mean, that is a tyrannical government right there. But what is at the head of this tyrannical government? We tend to get so close to the problem, and we know it's the private Federal Reserve, the big six banks that own it, the same system in Europe. That's the problem. The top of the food chain is Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, Bank of England to a certain extent. And all their subsidiaries, they're the ones that have the power to create the money for themselves. They're the ones that want to get us into debt. If you've got unlimited money, how do you get property? Getting people into debt, shutting off the regular economy so you're the only one with money. They're the problem. And we get so close to it, we know that. We forget others don't. People finally know the Federal Reserve is private. And Bernanke's having to send out bureaucrats everywhere to tell and hiring famous people to be pitchmen for the Federal Reserve. They're in trouble. Once you start identifying the power structure instead of the puppets, it's game over. And that's why I'm promoting and selling the book, Dishonest Money, Financing the Road to Ruin, Joseph Plummer, available at Infowars.com. And it's an excellent book. Joe, how did you awaken to this? And you know, describe as you do in the book exactly what dishonest money means and how if you don't get back to honest money, nothing is ever going to get fixed in this country. Striking at the root with dishonest money. Joseph Plummer, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Alex. And it's really nice to be able to thank you personally for all the great work you've been doing over the past nearly 20 years now. As far as how I first heard about the Federal Reserve System, that was probably an organization called Give Me Liberty, I believe. Bob Schultz, I think, is when I first even heard the term Federal Reserve. And
it just shows how it's a chain reaction. So the last 10 years, and now here you are writing a popular book, it just shows how we can all do something.
Exactly. I had never heard of it, of course, because you certainly don't hear about it much in the mainstream media, and you certainly don't hear about it much in the indoctrination centers. So what is this Federal Reserve? What's so bad about it? And when I first started digging into it, I realized that everything that was available was just needlessly convoluted. I started to suspect that it was intentionally being made more complicated than it needed to be. And so after literally years and years and years of research, you finally start to unearth basically what it is. And I think that the best way to frame it is to think of our current monetary system as literally a weapon of war. That's exactly what it is. Because if people think of warfare, they know warfare is meant to weaken the target. But they think generally in terms of tanks and bullets and guns and things like that. They don't think of other forms of warfare that accomplish the exact same thing, and often in a way that's much better, because you can't hide the aggression of tanks and bullets and guns. But, for instance, psychological warfare is very effective at weakening targets, but people may or not be aware of the fact that they're being subjected to psychological warfare. Economic warfare is something that these people have perfected, and they have weakened nation after nation using the current monetary system, this current fraudulent monetary system, which you know so much about because you cover it. But unfortunately, other people don't even know what the term monetary system means, and they certainly don't understand that there are different kinds of money, some which are completely dishonest. To basically summarize, dishonest money, unearned money, unearned fraudulent money, not money in the sense that you think of money, like you have to provide a product or service if you want money, and other people do too. They simply create the money out of thin air. And then worse than the power that would go with being able to simply create money out of thin air and spend it into existence, they could buy up whatever they wanted. Worse than that, they loan it into existence. So they have they create this inescapable crushing debt. And with that, they, of course, they expand their power and gain control. And the goal is, as you already know, to establish a one-world monetary system and use that to create their global technocracy utopia. How's that for a mouthful?
No, I'm just sitting back listening here. Go over why it's important for people to read this book. Even if you think you know about the Federal Reserve, it's good to really refresh yourself on it, to really understand this is the problem. This is the enemy. This is where all the globalist power comes from, not just here, but worldwide. And then it's important to warn others. Or they're going to think, oh, it's that darn Obama, or it's that darn, you know, Bush or Romney or whoever, instead of, hey, that's just rearranging chairs on the Titanic.
Exactly. I'll go back to the warfare analogy. What do you do when you're engaged in war? What is one of the first things that you want to do? You want to cut the supply lines. And this is the supply line. This is the inexhaustible source of financing. Any organization or individual, if they want to do something, has to have the money to do it. And there are limits to how much money the government can take through taxation. So this provides a covert means for financing. It's still taxation. It's still the exact same thing. If you have $10,000 and the government takes $3,000 of your money, it's reduced your purchasing power by 30%. But the same thing happens if you have $10,000 and the government, through an inflationary policy, reduces the purchasing power of your money by 30%, it's the same thing. The only difference is most people are unaware of what's going on or what's happening. They can't quite put their finger on it. And this really is the root of our problem. All of these things that the government is doing, and again, you've done such an excellent job of covering these things, from injecting pregnant women with plutonium and just every horribly corrupt, overtly criminal thing that the government engages in, it has to have money to do these things. And the Federal Reserve System is supplying these people this endless supply of money at our expense, and they don't care what the money is for, because ultimately, in the end, it's about weakening national sovereignty, creating enormous debt, weakening national sovereignty, and then eventually, once that's been achieved, when they finally do destroy the dollar and bring the United States to its knees financially, they will be able to sell this, you know, one world currency, one world global system that they've been working on for 100 years now.
Well, you're right. Now, Joe, there's other ways they engage in this as well. And one of the big ones is, they'll give their own private banks the money at 0% interest and then loan it back to us. Or worse, they'll create all these other financial derivatives, financial counterfeits, outside of the fractional reserve banking system they control, where for every dollar they have in there, they loan out 10 or more. They then threaten to bring down the whole system because they've created fraud, have the media they own, never report that, hold everyone hostage, and then get bailed out. But because we bail them out, we're then in debt to them. So yeah, it's just so over the top ridiculous that people can't seem to get it because it's so ridiculous.
It's pretty brazen and sophisticated. And I guess if you want to call it this, I don't really consider it genius, but it's a very ingenious system for transferring wealth and power away from the people who have rightfully earned it into the pockets of the people who have created this predatory
system. That's right. And it's worse than that. In fact, the guys can just search engine this. Just search engine. Ben Bernanke says raise taxes, or European Central Bank says raise taxes. They're always saying raise taxes because they get the money in bailouts and funding. They run the government. That's why they have Warren Buffett, who's basically exempt from taxes, going, oh, I don't pay much. And then his plan is raise middle class taxes, not his own. I mean, it's these rich pigs ripping us off, running the government. They're not capitalist. And they blame capitalism for what they've done when it's just insider fraud. And then they want to tax me and my neighbors, and blue collar workers are having their taxes raised. I mean, it's so diabolical. It's so parasitic. It's so ridiculous. And I want the con to end. It's so obvious. If we can just educate people, it's over. And as Zbigniew Brzezinski said last year, and again in his new book that came out 2 months ago, I refused to buy it, but at the bookstore, I did go to the first chapter. It's on that. He wrote 5 points that face the global elite. And the first one is that the people are waking up to us, not our puppets. So Hillary said they're losing the info war. So I'm telling you, folks, this is coffin nails. This is a stake in the vampire's heart. But we're going to have to use it on them. You know, that's why your book is so important. And a lot of these books on the Federal Reserve are 500 pages long and very technical. And I don't want to say yours is very well written, and it's technical as well, but it's simple. It's simple. And that's why I also promote American Dream, that we sell at a very low price at InfoWars.com. This is a 30-minute film, cartoon style, that anybody will watch about the Federal Reserve. I think this complements it very, very well.
Well, I appreciate that. That was the whole point of writing this book, is that I just could not find anything. It wasn't like I really wanted to tackle this topic. It's a really ugly, dry topic, but I tried the best I could to make it as entertaining and simple to understand as I could. And based on the feedback to this point, it's received good feedback from people who understand it, and most importantly, from the people who had no idea how it operates, yeah, how the system's being used against them. That was really the target audience. But again, people who do understand it, it's good. You know, I lay out all these examples of how they're transferring the wealth, how they benefit from the system.
No, you've got it all in there. But let me just add this. I should have said, too, you've had a lot of really successful things you were doing that you gave up to do this. Joe Plummer is an entrepreneur, civic-minded writer in 98. He published StopDrinking.com, now located at HowToStopDrinking.org, to counter the commonly accepted disease theory of alcohol and drug addiction. In 2003, he sold a successful consumer watchdog site, FairBet.org, I remember that site, and began focusing full-time on corruption in government. In 2004, he published StopTheLie.com to expose government abuse and propaganda. In 2009, after 6 years of research, he published Dishonest Money, Financing the Road to Ruin. Dishonest Money explains how the elite are using our fraudulent monetary system to weaken the United States and usher in an unelected, unaccountable world government. The book has received great reviews. And again, this is it. It's either us or them. It's not just like we have foreign con artist bankers that took over. They happen to be eugenicist on top of it. They happen to be really nasty, and they've taken the world over by fraud, and now they don't want us here. I mean, you find out they're the ones financing the anti-family, the garbage in the vaccines, the UN, the land grabs. It's them. They're the bad guys. They're the bad guys. What did you think of this big Goldman Sachs exec quitting and saying, we're trying to hurt our customers, we call them scum, we call them Muppets, this is a criminal group?
It's good. It's interesting that you brought up all that other stuff, because I'm covering all that in my next book. the eugenicist angle and a lot of other things. And I'm going a step further. With Dishonest Money, I try to take what is a fairly intimidating topic to most people and really reduce it to the most simple form. And when you do that, it really isn't that complicated. So I want to encourage people, please, if nothing else, to learn about the Federal Reserve System, because this really is, like I said, this is the funding mechanism that we do not currently control, and we can yell and scream and raise our fists about what they're doing, but until we can cut off the money, they're going to keep doing whatever they want. They can keep confiscating the money from us via inflation and through, to a lesser degree, even though people don't realize that, through the taxation system, we're going to have real problems. But in the next book, I took the same concept of trying to reach out past the choir. And I wrote, this is factual fiction. And we haven't talked about this, but I think you'll like the lead character's name is Alex, and his last name is Watson. And yes, you better believe that's a hat tip to you yourself and, of course, Paul, for all the work they've been doing.
Oh, that's exciting. I can't wait to read that. And listen, good, smart folks like you writing books and doing this, it makes us all safer. We need there to be hundreds of thousands of Alex Joneses and Paul Watsons, and they're there. They're people like Joe Plummer. I mean, you guys are really kicking some hind end. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the new developments in the Federal Reserve and how its sister group is taking over Europe right now with Joe Plummer. The book, Dishonest Money, Financing the Road to Ruin. And I know all the other radio shows listen to my show. Hope you get Joe on, because his book needs to get out there to people. And if you got friends and family that don't get it, this is a great book for people to understand why they're losing their jobs, why money doesn't go as far, why all this is happening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Thank you.
shackles.
Folks, make no mistake, the system is coming after our free speech. They're going after Limbaugh, whether you love him or hate him. The point is they're trying to target him if they can bring down the big guy. The system sees talk radio as alternative because you can call into it, and it's long form. And the system said they want to shut down talk radio. They've had like 10 different senators the last 3 years say that. We need to understand that's happening. Also, the system wants to gear up new wars. Here's a really creepy article, Associated Press. NYPD says Iran has conducted surveillance in New York City ahead of, quote, staging attacks. Pray that there's not a false flag to get the Iran war going. Wow, if you missed it, that Lyndon LaRouge interview earlier, it'll re-air in the audio streams and on stations that re-air the show. It was amazing. All this is going on. Again, the book is Dishonest Money, Financing the Road to Ruin. Joseph Plummer, excellent book to expose how these globalists have done this to us. Because if you don't fix this, you know, they're trying to totally set up an authoritarian system to secure their ill-gotten gains. And they openly say they want to reduce our numbers because they've stolen everything. They don't want us around. These are really nasty people. And again, I just keep going back to that. Other points, Joe, you want to make about the book that you think are important?
I think we've covered most of it. Just basically, I want people to learn how this system is being used against them so that when they create the inevitable crisis that they're trying to create, there will be greater resistance and the ability to, you know, lay the foundation for what will replace what they've created. It's great if people can go out and write books or do documentaries or whatever. You know, all of these things are very useful, but it's the most important thing for people to do is to simply gain an awareness of what's going on, because they cannot operate their scam if people understand what's going on. And it really is, their entire system is based on deception, theft, and violence, and deception really being the primary element that it's all built on. So once people start to understand any scam, it doesn't matter what it is, if it's a phone scam where somebody calls and says, hey, guess what, you just want a brand new Ford F-150, all you need to do is give us your banking information so we can, you know, get the shipping fees and send it to you. People will fall for that until maybe they realize, oh, wow, that's a scam. And then they won't fall for it anymore. As long as everybody's aware of that's a particular scam, they won't fall for it. Same kind of concept with all of these other things that they're doing. The genetically modified food that they're using to poison us with, the fluoride that they're dumping in the water. All of these things, to the extent that people gain awareness of what's actually going on and hear the other side of the story, it weakens them.
Bisphenol A now is being pulled everywhere. Exactly. When we take action, we win. But if we just feel powerless and give up, it's over. Can't wait for your new book to come out, Dishonest Money, Financing the Road to Ruin, available at InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for the time today, Joe.
It's great to be with you, Alex. If I say one thing real quick, I hope that people will purchase the book from you. That's because this is how, as you've said, and as you know, all organizations live or die based on financing. So take that power that you're going to take out of your pocket and please and purchase it either through InfoWars directly, or if you have to use Amazon, I know that you guys have it listed on Amazon as well.
Absolutely. Listen, God bless you. We're out of time, my friend. Look forward to having you back up soon, as the book's excellent. Another great fighter for liberty. Here's a final article, Scientific American. I didn't even get to this. I see articles like this every day. Effective world government will be needed to stave off climate catastrophe. Now, what did they say in secret world government documents that got leaked? They would use the threat of environmental crises, including weather weapons they have, to scare the public into giving up authority to a private megabank. And it's all here, Scientific American. They're openly pushing world government. So why does the Southern Poverty Law Center say that it doesn't exist, and you're an evil terrorist if you talk about world government? Show them the Scientific American pushing it. It's everywhere. It's real. We were right. You were right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.